Hello.
Hi, I was looking to get in touch with the owner of the business.
Yep, you got him.
Well, my name is Zion. I am with Local Splash. We are a data service provider to Google, Facebook, and Bing. And I just wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services there, using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you is anytime anyone goes on Google to search for any of the services you provide, we make sure they see you on the first page whenever they're searching from within your service area. So
Yeah.
talking about the service area, how far do you guys typically travel for work? What is your service area?
Not that far. I mean, 10-mile radius.
10-mile radius, okay. And do you mostly do residential contracts? Okay. Great. All right. So I believe you do have a website, right?
Yeah, what do you charge for this?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Basically, it depends on a couple of different factors. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and quickly make sure I get all the details and I can give you an accurate pricing after that. So how long have you guys been in business for?
For 20 some years, I get most of my business. I don't pay for anything. People just call me because they know me.
Okay, that's really great because nowadays it's basically, Google is the biggest word of mouth out there, right? So one good review about you can be seen by hundreds, maybe thousands of potential customers. And when they see your review on Google, whenever they search for a service you guys provide in Roswell, Georgia, they see your company on the top, they'll be definitely coming to you by looking at your reviews anyways, right? So have you ever tried any of these services before? Any marketing or advertising?
Yeah, I have. And they didn't work out that well because if they were very successful, people would call me and they would get the idea that I couldn't do the business because I was too busy. So then they said, well, just don't call this guy because, you wouldn't get him anyway. He's too busy. So that was one problem. The other problem is the people that were dealing with the leads and all that didn't really know what they were doing. They were just employees that didn't really understand the business. And, I got frustrated with them and I just haven't done anything in that capacity. I don't know if you know, but I mean, everybody's calling me.
Of course.
Angie Lee. Everybody, every week somebody else wants to call me. And, they all want money. They all want me to join their group. If I can give them $1,000, then they will give me a discount and they want to lock me in and all that kind of stuff. I just, I'm not ready to do that.
I understand. Well,
So.
I'm not gonna ask you for $1,000, that's for sure. And the kitchen is by Mario, right?
Well, that's one website. I've got a bunch of them.
Okay. Because kitchen is by Mario, it shows in Google it's temporarily closed. Is that true?
That's what my main website is MarioBuilds.com and Ringelberg Construction LLC is the same name. And so I'm on Nextdoor and I'm on that on Google.
Okay. So it's Ringelberg Construction LLC, basically. So you have two
Yeah.
different businesses?
No,
Or you
I'm
changed the
it's
name?
the same. No, I didn't change the name. It's just the web, it's still Ringelberg Construction LLC, but the email is MarioBuilds.com.
Okay. Got it. Because I have another website over here that is kitchensbymario.com that doesn't work.
MarioBuild.com does.
Yeah, but see the other website, people have been trying to pirate my account, and there's if you look, you'll see where they actually advertise my business as closed, totally.
Yes, it says temporarily closed.
Yeah, it's just crap, so I don't know. I don't know the crazy people that are doing whatever, but they are. So that's
okay.
What's going on.
Let's do this. So what I'm going to do right now is we can definitely help you with all that, with your website, most probably, and with your Google that is showing temporarily closed, we might be able to help you with that as well, and putting you up on the first page, right? And I totally understand, because a lot of our clients felt the same way, that they will be overwhelmed by business. They got intimidated. So what they found is that they, by using our program, they're actually able to increase their profit margins by cherry-picking the businesses they want. Right. So you can only do the jobs that has the highest profit margin. Right. And
yeah, I know.
And on the other hand, you'll be getting reviews on Google. That way you'll be building up your online portfolio as well. Right. Because right now, when I go ahead and search by Kitchens by Mario, that's when I see your Google listing. And it, even though it shows temporarily closed, if I search for any services that you guys provide, and if I go ahead and search them in Dunwoody or in Roswell, Georgia, I don't see your company anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Only if I search your company by name, that's when it appears.
Right? Yeah.
So what we're planning to do right now is I want you to take a look at what we have to offer. Like, since you've been in business for a long time now, right, 20-some years, so it's just a long time. We might be able to give you a really good deal. And don't worry, it's not going to be $1,000. Because there are a lot of rip-offs right now in the market, and people are just doing this for money. We want to help businesses get the place they deserve. Because we recently had a first-page position become available in the area of Roswell, Georgia. And we're just calling through that area to fill that position today. And if we were in it for money, we would actually take somebody else's, like, ask somebody else for more money to put you above you, right? So what we do is you block out the whole area once we find a client from there. So just, for example, if we start working with you, we block out the whole Roswell area, and that way we won't be able to work with any other company who does what you do. So that way, you won't have to share your position or rotate with anybody else. You'll always be under the option for people at the moment they're ready to search, right? We basically block out that space for you, right? So we actually want to help businesses to get their spot on Google since it's available. So you could definitely take the opportunity. So what was your name again? Mario?
Yep.
Okay. And Mario, you're the sole owner of the business, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you said you do only residential contracts, or you go for commercial as well?
Yeah. No, I don't do commercial because they are hard to deal with. They don't pay on time. They oftentimes make you wait 90 days if they pay you, and they're more crafty in not paying than the residential people are. So I don't want to deal with them at all.
Okay. I understand. Solely people, it depends on people, the company. They're very, some companies like doing only commercial, some like doing residential, some do both. So if you want to go for residential, it's totally on you. You like doing that, that's what matters, right? So I'm sure you can handle more business within the 10-mile radius, right?
Well,
depending on the job, of course.
Residential people pay the highest price. The commercial people do not pay the highest price. And the reason they don't is because they have so many people on knocking on their door, begging them. They can go, they have so many choices, they don't need to be loyal to anybody. And I used to be in sales, and I used to sell women's clothing. And the majors and the people, the big shots, the ones that had a lot of money, they demanded cheaper prices and everything like that. But the people who really made the money on the whole fashion line were the people in small towns selling to individual customers one by one. And that's where all the money for the company came. And it was a multi-million dollar company. So
wow.
The homeowners always pay the highest price. Homeowners don't pay the lowest price because they don't know what they're talking about. Homeowners are uneducated. They don't know what they're saying. And they are the ones that pay the price. And
totally
they make judgments based on whether they like you, whether they feel comfortable. You know, there's something that attracts you to them, and they make a decision. And usually it's the woman of the household, not the man. And the woman is the one that looks at her husband and goes, I like George. I want George. And that's how they do it. So, you know, I've been in it for a long time. I know what's going on.
You definitely know what's going on. You know what your work. That's really good. So, Mario, what I'm going to do today, because you have had experiences with other companies before and it didn't go quite well. So we just want to change that view and we just want to show you how different we are than other companies. And the biggest difference is we are a premier Google channel partner and we only work with one company per industry per area. So that is the biggest thing, but we can definitely tell you what other things differentiates between us and the other companies who are in this business. And I want you to go ahead and listen and understand how we do business. And by the end of the call, if you think it's actually worth your price, and if it actually is going to help you scale your business, then go for it. Right? Only if you think it's going to help you out. Right? Because we are in the business of helping people. Right? So
okay.
I want to make sure you feel... Go ahead.
I got some visitors coming, and so I didn't expect this phone call. I couldn't really talk a whole lot longer. So, I mean, if you want to call me, like, next week, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, you can do that. But I need to do what I'm doing. I'm cooking, getting things ready while I'm talking.
That's great. Can you manage a couple of minutes? I can just quickly bring in the regional pricing director. He can go over some quick details with you.
I really would prefer to do it, you know, I'm not ready to make a decision based on, you know, what I'm doing and everything like right now anyway.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.
So when do you think Monday would be a good time?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, we'll do that. I'll go ahead and give you a call back on Monday. At around 10 a.m. or 12 a.m. your time? 12 p.m. your time, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Mario.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thanks.